Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Now, of course, hopefully we all know that women are ridiculously underrepresented in the business world, especially when it comes to high-level roles. But you might be a little shocked at just how bad it is. Now, the Senior Executive Census released this year in August found that 5% of CEOs in Australia are women, just 5%. And in fact, of the 126 ASX-listed companies, 63% of those have no women in executive roles at all. So we know it's happening, and we know it's not how things are supposed to be working. So how do we change it? Well, Susan McGrath-Champ is an associate professor in work and organisational studies at University of Sydney Business School, and she's a member of the Women, Work and Leadership Research Group. Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, those stats are, shocking but not unexpected, I think. I mean, how systemic is this? Is this just an old boys network or is it a little more deeper than that?
Well, Nick, it is a matter of where Australia's come from in the sense, in terms of its has had traditionally male leaders and executives. And over a very long period of time, there hasn't been a great deal of presence of women in those ranks. In terms of the problem, you've already mentioned and outlined that. And one of the good things is that we now have some information, some data, some analysis happening, and that can go a long way to making the issue known, and therefore if it's known, it can be dealt with. So I think there's a very big step forward there. How systemic is it? Well, part of the problem, in fact, and a significant part of the problem, is what can be referred to as, or is commonly referred to as, the pipeline, leadership pipeline, the career pathways that lead to and enable women to be available, suitably skilled and entirely competent for senior leadership roles and also in the board roles as well. One of the difficulties and that has been brought to awareness through this recent census that was conducted by the Chief Executive Women Group is that the line management and functional management roles that from which CEOs are commonly recruited women are heavily underrepresented there. So there's only about 12% of women doing line management roles in the executive leadership. That is the key pathway into the chief executive role. So it's quite down on that part of the immediate kind of step before. And there's a variety of reasons and ways of dealing with that, but that suggests quite a bit of a blockage in the pipeline. And that pipeline is also quite leaky. But it's important, of course, to consider why women in leadership roles is a positive thing. Balanced representation of women is necessary to ensure that an organisation is drawing from all the talent available and to gain the benefits of diversity. And this has been recently recognised even by one of the biggest and most male-dominated organisations, BHP Billiton, which has now got a target of 50% by 2025 to have 50% of women in its senior executive. That's quite a stretch. They recognise that.
Is that where the change comes from companies like that making that stand? Is that where we start pulling the edges apart on this?
Well, that can make a difference. Being seen and being known, in a sense, prominent leadership for change is really important. There's an organisation, the Male Champions for Change, which has been in existence for quite a while now, which consists of chief executives who are men, who have adopted a position, a very public position, to support and facilitate greater presence of women in the leadership realm within the organisations that they lead. That has had quite a bit of an impact. But what it requires for change is achieving gender balance. To achieve gender balance in leadership requires leadership from the chair of the board itself, the chief executive, and the leadership team, all of them, even if they're not women, need to be united in their support to encourage and facilitate women moving into senior roles. And then it has to translate into action and communication about why gender balance matters, how everyone benefits, and also into career and re-entry issues.
Susan, I understand there's no quick fixes on this, but you're at the coalface here. Are you confident Australia can turn this around?
We're moving in the right direction.
Good.
It's not fast. It's steady and slow, although there have been some significant improvements and changes. There can also be some fairly harsh sanctions too. For example, just very recently, the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, which owns an average of 10% of every ASX 200 company,
wow,
that's an average, has exercised proxy voting against some particular companies in the ASX 200, which quite determinedly retain their board without a female, without a woman. So there's some sanctions as well as some encouragement. But other elements that can foster change and move towards change include ensuring that that pipeline that I referred to is not so leaky as it has been as has traditionally been. So often good capable women may be lost out of the pipeline that can lead towards leadership prominence and involvement because policies don't exist within companies and there aren't the strategies that are required to support such things as career breaks for caring and rearing of children, to enable women to re-enter not in diminished and backstep type roles, but to re-enter and continue positively and beyond into the sort of level of work that they retain. Often women receive a significant parenting penalty in a career sense. So also other elements of flexible work, and we've seen quite a bit of progress on other areas of policy and strategy in succession planning, talent identification, retention, and also in promotions. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency tracks detailed data and reporting from companies about how they're performing in those areas, and there has been significant change. Significant but small.
Well, cautiously optimistic is, I think, the feeling we're getting from that. Susan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Nick.
That was Susan McGrath-Champ. Now, she's a University of Sydney Associate Professor. We were talking about how not just the need to change the way women are represented in executive roles, but how we go about making